Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello, hope you are having a really good day. It's David, and it is time for a story from the most precious and awesome book in the world, which is, of course, the Bible. Today's story is about a tiny little baby hidden in a basket floating on a river. It's a story about fear and love and how God never takes his eyes off the ones that he loves. And that includes you. But first, shall we start with a little prayer? Because remember, when we pray before we read the Word of God, he sends his Spirit and helps the words to speak to us and to speak into our lives. Are you ready? You ready to pray? Let's be still. Father God, thank you that you are always with us and you always see us, even when we feel small or forgotten. Help us to trust that you have a plan for our lives and speak to us today as we open your word. Amen. A long, long time ago, God's people, the Israelites, were living in Egypt. But they weren't free. They were slaves. They were forced to work hard, building cities for a very powerful king called Pharaoh. Pharaoh actually was a little bit afraid of the Israelites. There were so many of them. So he made a terrible rule. More terrible than bedtime at six or anything like that. Every baby boy born to an Israelite family must be thrown into the River Nile. How horrible. Now one family had a beautiful baby boy. His mother looked at him and she knew that she could not let that happen. She hid him for 3 months, shushing him when he cried, keeping him safe. Could you keep quiet for 3 months? Anyway, the day came when she couldn't hide him any longer. So she did something quite extraordinary. She wove a basket, light and strong, and waterproofed it with tar and pitch to keep out every drop of water. It wasn't like a supermarket basket that would go right to the bottom of the river. It was a reed basket that was waterproof, and it floated. She placed her baby gently inside, kissed his soft cheek, and with tears running down her face, she set the basket among the reeds at the edge of the River Nile. And very sadly, she walked away. But Moses' big sister, Miriam, hid nearby, and she watched. Can you imagine how frightening that must have been? To place someone you love more than anything in the world into a basket. But this mother had faith. She believed that God could do what she could not. And sometimes, you know, that's exactly what faith looks like. Trusting God when we can't see what comes next. And remembering that he can do absolutely anything. Now, who should come down to the river to bathe that very morning? Pharaoh's own daughter, the princess of Egypt. She spotted the basket amongst the reeds and sent her servant to fetch it. When she opened it, the baby began to cry. Something happened in her heart. Something warm and unexpected. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said softly. And she felt sorry for him. At that very moment, Miriam stepped out from her hiding place. Wasn't that brave? She said, "Shall I go and find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you?" The princess smiled. "Yes, go." And off ran Miriam, being very clever indeed. Straight home to fetch her own mother. Isn't God just brilliant? The very woman who had wept and let go of the child was paid by Pharaoh's own daughter to take care of him. God didn't just save the baby, he gave him back to his mother. God can always do bigger and better things than you can ever imagine. The princess named the boy Moses, which means drawn out of the water. And Moses grew up safe inside Pharaoh's own palace, loved and protected, little knowing that one day God would call him to lead his whole people to freedom. Sometimes life can feel scary. Sometimes things happen that are too big for us to fix on our own. But the story of Moses reminds us that God sees us, that God cares, that he sees every basket on every river. He sees you right now, wherever you are. And he loves you dearly. He has a plan, even when we can't yet see it. I don't know what God's plan for your life is, but I do know if you trust and follow Jesus, it will be amazing.